Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Derek Lindsay, producer, engineer, and instructor with Derek Lindsay Music. And as I said before, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to this edition of, and we're just talking music, right? So one topic I'd like to discuss and get into today is staying relevant. So this was discussed earlier on the Instagram page about ways that music folks and producers can try to stay relevant, especially with the amount of technology and just the rate that things are moving now. It's imperative that we find different ways to stay relevant within our profession. So it's a part of what we have to do regardless. So the same as after so many years, any medical professionals or any certain jobs, occupation, you know, you're required to go back to additional training after, you know, X amount of months or years, just to make sure that you're staying up to code with, you know, different changes that maybe happen on the machines that you're running, the software, documentation, anything of that nature. You have to go back to some type of program to stay relevant for both the company and the clients that the company serves. So what does this have to do with music? Hell, everything. It has everything to do with the music industry. So we have to apply the same things that we do in those sectors that I just mentioned. So here's some quick ways that you can stay relevant. If you are a producer, engineer, I'm just going to pick on these two for right now. As a producer and an engineer, one of the easiest ways to stay relevant is to listen to Billboard. You can pull up the Billboard top 100, top 200, and browse through. You can sort through probably the first 10 songs on there if you want, or you can just randomly go through the list as you want. And what you're really listening to are several things that are going to give you a heads up to what's new, what's happening with music in the current state in terms of performance and sound. So one thing I like to listen to is the cadence. So I'm always listening to the cadence of the music. You know, how are the rappers or singers singing? Are they really like long drawn out ballad pieces? Or are these things more spaced out, more juxtaposition? You know, is it broken up or is this thing really drawn out? And those are things that I like to take a lot of consideration into when I'm trying to, you know, get a pulse on the cadence of what's going on, because that tells you everything. And for those who know, when trap really started picking up a lot more, I'm saying recently, about 2015 and up, we noticed that the hi-hat pattern started to change. We noticed that they were using a lot of 32nd, 64 note hi-hat patterns. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, if you listen to the hi-hats and they're just really going really fast, that's a pretty bad example, but you get it. So the really fast hi-hats and the really fast high-pitched snare rolls and things like that started becoming a staple in the music. So everything that was, majority of the music that was coming out started to have those signature sounds added to them. So any producer worth their salt, if they're trying to appease their client base and, you know, you do get requests, you have to understand how to incorporate that into what you're doing, even if it's not for your own project, but for the sake of what your client wants. So I listen for the sounds, the cadence, and I like to listen to the arrangement too. I like to know if there, do we have a lot more drawn out intros, or are the songs just coming in, dropping right on the needle? Are the songs short? Are we doing the Beatles thing? Are we having hit songs under 2 minutes? Or are we doing the Michael Jackson thing where they're reaching out 6 to 7 minutes with these really drawn out intros, bridges and outros and things of that nature? So just to recap, this is my 5 minutes of advice here. If I want to look for what's relevant, I go check the sounds, I check the cadence, and I check the Billboard just to get a grip on what's going on out there. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for this episode. Feel free to reach out to me at the website at DerekLindsay.com. And always hit me on the podcast. Feel free to subscribe. Catch you later. All right.